from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, man. I wish we could... What could we say here, Devin? Have the commercial break banter in this room recorded?
I so wish that everyone could hear what we talk about in commercial. What John?
I'm very happy.
John, do I have permission to say what you just said? I think I do. I mean, I right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So right as we're about to turn the microphones on, this is what John says.
I don't remember this stuff. Like, it actually is interesting to hear what's said.
Well, this happened about,
Joe remembers everything.
This happened about 23 seconds ago.
But I don't remember this.
Who are you supposed to remember 25 seconds
25,
ago?
25.
How would I remember that?
26 seconds ago.
John Ritchie. Have you ever met John before?
I have.
It is so far gone.
John's words, as chronicled by me and Devin, we're talking to him and listening. John said, quote, "There are some weird people out there. I hope I'm not one of them."
Said almost like wistfully. I hope I'm not. Wait, was it, "I wonder if I'm one of them," or "I hope I'm not one of them"?
Well, maybe it was "wonder." Dream on, buddy.
I love it, though. The topics of Richie and commercial breaks.
All right, 215-592-9494. Devin, what should be done about the Phillies? I mean, we all have our frustrations. What can they do?
I wish I knew. I genuinely wish I knew. I was actually talking to John Kruk last night.
Yeah, look at you, little knee. Oh, the name
no
drop.
Big deal there, huh?
All right.
The dismissive name drop.
Oh, okay, bang. I was talking to Kruk. I was talking to Mickey
it's
Mantle.
Fine.
It's
fine.
Barry Bonds and I
deal.
Were hanging out. Babe Ruth and I were talking with the Phil. All right, go ahead.
You guys are buds. Is this the first time you've met and talked? Or do you guys talk all the time?
I love Krucky. He's the best.
Best pals.
By the way, you love
Krucky?
By the way,
yes.
Devin just did something that is very interesting.
Krucky.
Those that really know Kruk call him Krucky.
Uh-huh.
Fans call him Krucker. So Devin's on the inside there. She's got all right, he's Krucky to you.
We're certified besties.
All right, so what's the scoop?
Do you hug?
I don't. Okay.
Why do you gotta make it weird, John?
Besties hug.
Krucky doesn't seem to be a hugger.
Am I one of the weird guys out there or not?
So, can I make my Phillies point
or
not?
And by the way, yes, John, you've confirmed you're weird. Okay. So, all right, go ahead.
We were chatting and even, like, we're all just extremely frustrated. And I agree with Rhea. At this point, I'm angry. Like, you mentioned it's similar to the Eagles against Seattle. I feel like we're past that point. I mean, this is bad. I was at the game last night. Again, fans were booing in the first inning. It was just...
Yeah, you could hear it on
the
11th
stretch
of the game.
It was awful.
And rightfully so, by the way.
I said to Kruk, I'm like, I miss when the Phillies were fun to watch.
Yep.
I was thinking about the London game, the first London game, and how much fun it was. Because we just knew that the Phillies were going to come out and they were going to play well.
Yep.
Even if they lost, it was still going to be probably a close game.
And a clean game.
And he was like, I don't know if I can remember the last game that was fun from the Phillies.
Jeez.
And I think that's the issue. They don't look like they're having a good time out there. The body language is awful. I have no answers. And I feel like the Phillies don't either. And that's what really concerns me.
So, yeah, no, I hear you. And look, I remember the feeling in London was, for me, a source of pride. Like, and by the way, same thing when we watch it at the ballpark, you know, Citizens Bank. But, I mean, the London thing was very unique.
But doesn't that feel like a totally different team now?
100%.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Which is exactly what happened to the Eagles.
Yep.
They were 10-1. They were fight through adversity. The Phillies weren't necessarily fight through adversity in the first 2 months. They were just, we're gonna storm your camp and kick your ass.
And
have fun. And the town's on the ride with this.
Yep.
And, like, the Eagles thing was, like, more of a grind. But it was a similar level of excellence. I mean, it was a better winning percentage, if you will. And then it hit a brick wall, and they stayed with the brick wall, and it just got worse. I mean, anyway.
So how do we shock the goodness.
I think Rob Thompson needs to go.
I think he can go nuclear. It's time for him to go crazy.
I was going to say postal, and then I was going to say minus the gun. John says nuclear. Drop a nuke. All right.
Yeah. Nuke them. No, but seriously, you can also, let's make an we can make an example of some guys like Taiwan Walker. Do I want Taiwan Walker around?
Well, he's not going to be here. No, he's
see you, Taiwan. Yeah. Like, it's time to start getting real with some of these disposable.
I don't think the Taiwan thing shakes the team. Like, Taiwan, yes, he will be removed.
But it does send a message.
But not much.
Not Taiwan.
They knew. Everybody in that clubhouse knew Taiwan was given a chance last night. The chance might be one start. It might be three starts. But it's, hey, dude, go
He was given a chance because of his contract.
He was. No, that's right. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. So, but yes, I don't expect him to be in the rotation much longer. And it could be over as soon as tomorrow. They say, all right, dude, enough. Okay, enough. But they got a different issue today. The issue today isn't Taiwan. It's the other 25 players that have been here the last few months. It's Stott. Matter of fact, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day, because we got a lot on the table, and of course you can weigh in on all this at 215-592-9494. We also have the Twitter poll questions, which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has an Equinox for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. So we have put together two different poll questions to talk about who we're frustrated with and concerned about. One is a group of hitters. The second poll question is a group of pitchers. Because, like, we just had more than four names to put in a poll, and that's all Twitter gives us. First, the hitters. Whose struggles concern you the most? The four choices: Brandon Marsh, JT, Bryson Stott, Trey Turner. Notice different levels of accomplishment in the past, different levels of struggle. So, you know, your
this
answer
is not easy.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
I don't know what my answer is.
I got to
right
think about that
bat.
Too.
So well, it's pretty easy for me.
Who? I got Trey an answer. Turner. Yeah, it's Trey Turner. I'm with Rhea.
Yeah, because you know, obviously, but it's he was brought here in part also because his ability to steal bases.
Yep.
He won't even try. I mean, literally, Rob Thompson last night said, let me get this out of the way. He's healthy. He's just tentative. I can't have that.
You know, I get. So I'm less inclined to vote
Why?
For Trey.
Well, the reason I'm voting for Trey is not the stolen bases. It's that he's by far the most important guy on that list. Like,
contract-wise.
Player-wise. Like,
well, yeah, he's supposed to be a top 10 to 15 player.
Forget the contract. I'm talking about if I want this team to win right now, if I want this team to turn around, and whose struggles are concerning me, like, which of those players has to be better the most? It's got to be Trey Turner. Like, he's the most important guy.
So I was just saying,
so that's why his struggles concern me the most, because I need him the most.
I'd be inclined to vote for
Speed. Running. Why would he not be running more?
He's afraid of the hamstring. He's afraid of it.
It's been a long time.
It's the only thing. If he's not hurt, he's afraid to get hurt.
That could be. Look, I would be inclined to vote for Stott, because what we're seeing here is he might not be a Philly in 2 years or a year. Like, you know, now, and that to me was not on the table in April.
I mean, will say, like, I'm not super concerned long term about Stott. I'm concerned about him getting it back this season. We might not see him play well this season, but we see this in baseball a lot, where guys have a good year early in their career, fall back down, and then come back. So, like, I mean, Boehm had similar type
things. But you also have guys you think are going to be your dude,
right,
and then aren't. Like Juan Samuel, 1984.
Yeah.
I thought Juan Samuel was
like
going to be
1,000 stolen bases.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a Philly until the year 2000.
Well, he did get Lenny Dykstra. I mean,
no,
like,
but he wasn't that good.
No, I agree. And Stott might not be that good. I'm just saying I don't think like he's this bad.
All right, so now let's get to the pitchers. Four pitchers again. Same question: whose struggles concern you the most? We got one reliever, three starters. Again, different levels of accomplishment, different levels of struggles. Who concerns you the most? Alvarado, Nola, Christopher Sanchez, Ranger. I'd say of those four, Nola's been the best of those four lately, but I think you can make a strong case he's the most important of those four. Like, you know, Aaron Nola's getting the ball game two of the playoffs, period, end of story. It's going to happen. I mean, he's going to – I don't care if he has a 5 ERA the rest of the way. Rob Thompson's giving him the ball in game two of the playoffs, period, end of story.
Oh, does Rob trust his guys? I didn't know that. wow, cool.
And I think Nola will be – I can trust him in that situation, too.
Well, last year we saw when he struggled quite a bit, and then in October, supercharged it quickly. So, all right, all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Steve. He's calling from Willow Grove. What's up, Steve?
Alexa, stop.
Go, Steve!
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, buddy.
Hi, Steve.
Alexa, stop.
I was listening to something. But hey, before I get started, let's talk about something great first, okay?
Yep.
So, Grandmaster Hammer, that last performance, sensational.
Thank you, sir.
That's an inappropriate
Oh, great
nickname.
Way to start the call, Steve. What are you doing here?
Sarcasm?
We're already down today. No, it's not. Steve's the one who got him the belt. Steve's like the biggest Hammer guy out there.
Listen, let me tell you something. I love you, Steve.
You should, all right?
47 and a half seconds. He went 5-0.
Oh, enough already, Steve.
I wish the Phillies understand your greatness, okay?
Steve, let me tell you something. My name and the word master have been put together many times in many sentences, never so accurately as Grand Master Hammer. Thank you, sir.
Exactly.
All right, give me what you got on the Phils.
It's Wacky Wednesday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Okay, it's time to whack, okay? You got to get rid of... You say time to whack?
What?
Let's not explore that.
Let's leave that one alone, I think.
Okay, good.
Going Sopranos.
Grand Master Joe on Wacky Wednesday.
All right. Steve, give me some kind of salient
Grand
Phillies point here.
Grandmaster Hammer. Get it right. Come on.
All right, Steve.
Perfection here.
Steve, did you call in just to shine Joe on today? What are we doing here?
All right. Steve, a good call, I suppose. 215-592.
Really? You'd think so, wouldn't you?
94-94. Uh-huh. All right. By the way, today when you call in, you got a shot to win a really cool prize. It's a pair of tickets. This is really cool. To see the Eagles and the Packers from the link. So when they play this game in Brazil, the Eagles actually are going to have the doors to the link open. You got to have a pair of tickets. This is the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party, and they are going to house, I don't know how many fans, probably thousands, at the link to watch the Eagles and Packers on these big LED screens. How cool is that? So, that's on the table today at 215-592-9494. You got to answer this question, though, in honor or dishonor of our not-so-flightin' Phils. Because this has been a major bummer. And we're only calling it a bummer for now. It might be a catastrophe in, you know, October 1st. But, okay, for now, it's a serious bummer. We'll ask you, what was a bummer? Now, let me put one caveat in here. We're not looking for tragedies. We understand there's been major tragedies in the world that far exceed the word bummer. We're not talking about deep, dark, tragic things. We're talking about things like sports, like the Phils losing. It's not tragic.
Like pop culture.
Anything. Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of ways you can go when you think. Like, let me give you an example. A bummer for me, finding out recently TNT inside the NBA ain't going to have the NBA after one more year. That's a bummer. Like, I love Charles, Shaq, Kenny, and Ernie. That, to me, is a bummer. All right. I want everyone to put those thinking caps on and give us great answers. 215-592-9494. A non-tragic bummer. Best answer wins the Eagles-Packers tickets at the link. John, what do you got?
What happened to Yellowstone?
Great.
This is a bummer. Like, I liked it a lot, and I knew it had some problems, but now is this Horizon Saga thing supposed to take the place of Yellowstone? And what is this? He's cutting it up into four movies now? Like, is that just a total disaster? Is this another Waterworld that I'm going to watch? Even though, like, I hear
I'll
watch it anyway because I'm trying to finish Yellowstone.
Yeah, no, it's a great answer. Devin, give me an answer. What was a bummer, non-tragic bummer?
I feel like someone's going to say this at some point, the final season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
And it's really the final two episodes, because I feel like they were still strong.
Mm-hmm. I still love
through
it.
The battle, but then it's just the whole, all right, Seltzer, give me an answer here.
Yeah, that Dave Dombrowski didn't listen to me and make more or bigger trades at the trade deadline. Like I said, he should have. This team needed a jolt. Yep. They needed another bat besides Austin Hayes, who isn't even playing right now. Dave should have done more.
Yeah, that's just a really interesting answer. Rhea, give me an answer. A bummer.
This is going to upset everybody in these studios.
Okay.
Top Gun Maverick.
Stop.
That's a
horrible answer. Worst answer of the day.
It's impossible to have a worst answer.
That's
a bigger disgrace than the Phillies last night. Saying something.
One of the best movies of the 2000s.
There's something mixed up inside of you.
Oh, God, I know that. That's not up for debate.
All right. Give us a great answer. A non-tragic bummer, obviously, on the table today is the Phillies. I mean, we're going to get to some Eagle stuff. But this is a Phillies day. Again, if you're just waking up and didn't see the game last night, it was a debacle. It was over in the first inning. I'd even claim it was over before the Phillies even batted in the first inning, and it shouldn't have been. Should not have been. As bad as Taiwan was, as much as he stinks, and he does stink, and needs to be completely out of this rotation, obviously this is Jake Arrieta all over again. He's done. Guy's done. Okay, I think we know that.
Well, the team knows that. June 23rd, but he had been just sort of lounging around down in AA and doing his thing, rest his blisters.
He's done.
But, and then that's the performance you give us when you're finally back up.
Yeah, he's done.
But I don't want to see him.
But with 27 outs to go after the Phillies were in a 2-0 game hole, the game should not have been done. But it was. They had no life. They had no energy. I mean, there was a play last night. I forget what inning. I don't know. Ball goes to right center or right, whatever the hell it was. Ball gets flipped in. One of the infielders catches it, flips it to the other infielder. It looked to me, that little flip. I'm not trying to make too big a moment about a little, but it looked to me lackadaisical. No effort, no urgency, no sense of purpose, no sense of pride. I mean, that game last night stunk. Let's go to the phone. And by the way, so is the last bunch of weeks. Dan in Philadelphia. What's up, Dan?
Joe, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Never say going postal again.
Let me ask you a question. Is it not PC? Are people allowed to say, I'm going postal?
I am a United States postal worker, okay, Joe?
Well, we
lose it, but we don't normally lose it like that.
Yeah, but somebody did, and a whole genre of workplace frustration was therefore established.
It's actually a scary story. You should read up on it. It happened in Detroit.
No, I'm sure. But, look, I'm obviously not trying to make light of it. But,
Joe,
you know,
I know. Hey, Devin, do you drink Leinenkugel?
What I do, yeah.
You do. Do you know you're on TV, like going to commercial when Rojas hit his double last night?
I did know that. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying very hard to look happy with what I mean. That was one of the few good moments from the game.
You get a lot of texts.
Yeah, it was just smile and nods.
I did not notice that.
Joe, she was doing that move where, like, she was pretending the camera wasn't there.
And he's like, see me in my face, yes.
It seems like you get on camera a lot.
You must know somebody. You must know somebody down there.
Because I've seen
my guy, Maddie, he's the remote camera.
Okay.
He likes to pick up me.
It's all phony baloney.
That's pretty cool. Like, that's a secret
plan. Well, it's kind of cool, but now the whole thing's been outed. Like, okay.
But I mean...
All right.
I have seen her like probably two other times while watching
games.
There
was a time in the playoffs that was not, because that was the national game. Looking really sad.
And Seltzer, you got on Fantavision last year, right?
Yeah, so my buddy John is one of
the... For the love of God.
So he's actually a huge fan of Jack and my pod. So he'll just get Jack and I on.
He's a fan of your podcast, but not our show.
He might like the show, too. I know because of my podcast. What do you want me to say?
I think Jack's... Priority should be show
His
one.
Name is John. Shout out to John. Awesome, awesome guy.
All right. Dan, give me a point.
Love John.
Dan, give me a point on the Phillies.
You know what the odd thing is, Joe? You go down there dressed in a costume and they don't put you on the TV.
That's true. All right, Dan, give me a quick Phillies point.
I just don't understand why we have polar opposite seasons, no matter how good we're doing, almost in every sport. I just want to enjoy a ride once. Yeah. And like, all right, obviously they win the World Series, or you know, they're going to make the playoffs. Great, that's part of the ride. But I mean, can't we just have like a stress-free season for once? Like they were humming, man, and now they're running out of gas.
It's just not natural. In the grand scheme of things.
Remember, everyone gave me so much crap that night. Harper and Schwarber got hurt, and I was like, it feels like this magic ride is over. Like, ever since then, man.
You're right. You're right. All right, Dan, give me a great answer. A bummer. Non-tragic bummer.
The night your cousin's parents told her she had to take you to a boat.
For the love of God. So I guess that would be my aunt and uncle, something like that. What a joke.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.